Okay. Item number 11, the enforcement report.
Item number 11 is the enforcement report presented by Harvey Packard. Mr. Packard.
Yes. And again, this is a written informational item, and I'll be happy to answer any questions if anyone has any.
Any board questions? Oh, Mr. Jordan.
I'm so sorry. I'm my own worst enemy, aren't I?
Yeah.
RV, a couple months ago, we gave you the caveat of everything we ask for costs time and money and resources.
Yeah.
But it was kind of over on these things that are 30 pages long, kind of trying to identify either higher impact problems or recurring problems,
mm-hmm.
and I think I was probably the smart guy who said, hey, throw some more columns on there. And you probably said, yeah, thanks, and went away. I continue not to know the answer to what the best way to do that is, but when I think the easiest way maybe would be just if you had some editorial comment on this report, maybe when it comes up and said, well, here's one that is a recurring problem that you should notice, or here's one that's of such a level that you should notice, or you are highlighting those or bold-facing those. So rather than just kind of page through this thing as fast as I possibly can without getting anything out of it, that
mm-hmm.
might steer me towards something to look at.
Okay.
Okay, so just as a suggestion.
That is a very good idea. I like that one. Part of the problem is these recur. In fact, I got today in my inbox the draft for the next meeting. So, I mean, they happen so frequently that it's hard to catch up and start making changes into the format.
I think best would be just to rely on, for me personally, be rely on you to have an editorial comment on what's on the sheets.
I can do that.
Thanks.
Mr. Chair,
perhaps
as a additional suggestion is that at the very last page you have the abbreviation for enforcement report violation list, and if you had perhaps one or two categories saying so many violations in the last 3 years, next category, it would be very easy to just put that abbreviation and then we cross-reference to it.
Mm.
It would take less space in your columns.
Okay.
As another suggestion.
Right.
You know, in other words, a frequency rate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that concludes our comments.